always such a pleasure to see you. How are you doing?
I am so good. I'm excited about our new driving economy that's going to be happening.
It's going to be insane. You're just going to have like solar panels all over the beaches. People are going to be like, I'm earning electricity money too. Okay, you don't want it that way, but you know what I mean. Okay, today's Binge Club is just as audacious. Red Notice, starring The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot, is now the most streamed film ever on Netflix?
Ever on Netflix, yes. It has 328 million views. Sure. It's the most streamed film of all time on Netflix. Before it was Bird Box.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, you mentioned the cast. I think that's the reason. The whole internet is in love with Ryan Reynolds. They're all in love with The Rock. He's trending on TikTok for his terrible rap.
And also people, even with the IDF stuff, people love Gal Gadot.
Yes.
So, but I'm hearing from people that, all right, I streamed it, but I don't know if it was worth it.
It was a paint by numbers action blockbuster film.
Okay.
So you're going to get, it's face value. It's car chases. It's stunts. It's Ryan Reynolds just being Ryan Reynolds. Not a lot of stretch with his acting over there. It's fun. It's not my kind of film. I streamed it. I was like, okay. I'm intrigued. Most streamed film. I did the same for Bird Box and my reaction is the same. Meh. It's okay.
It's not just the cast though. Like you said, paint by numbers. I've got action in The Rock. I've got comedy in Ryan Reynolds and I've got sexy in Gal.
Literally.
So it's just, it's the full package of a, I think Will Smith said something about that fight, sex, but the other F word. And the other F, I can't remember.
Funny,
I think funny was it. Possibly. Yeah, it was that's how he picked his films, and that's how he became the greatest film star of all time.
I mean, there's some great moments. They do try to be a little bit subversive. Like, they set up really early on, they set up for like an epic car chase, and then it never happens. It's a buddy cop film, so yes. A law enforcement and a criminal team up, but instead of teaming up to solve crime, they team up to do crime. So there's little things that they try to change up. But essentially, a blockbuster film is a blockbuster film.
Am I crazy? I thought The Rock was the cop that was chasing Ryan Reynolds, the art thief.
So, okay, premise time.
Thank you.
The Rock is a cop who's chasing him. But there is another criminal, Gal Gadot, who actually frames both of them. So Ryan Reynolds is the greatest art thief in the world. Gal Gadot comes, steals the crown, frames The Rock, and now he's on Red Notice, which is a warrant arrest from Interpol that lets you arrest. It's the most wanted criminals.
So you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, the most wanted criminals have Red Notice. And The Rock comes on the Red Notice listing, so he teams up with Ryan Reynolds to try and clear his name. So they are going after Gal Gadot. Yeah.
Yeah, I might.
It is fun. It's fun. If you like fun, if you mindless entertainment, popcorn movie, it's fun.
Okay. Still fun, but maybe a little bit more serious. Tick, Tick, Boom. Okay. I know. Oh, look at your face.
I'm a musical theater geek.
Yes.
I love theater.
And Rent, I mean, 525,600 minutes.
It's a prize-winning play.
Yes, it is. And
So it's based on a rock monologue that John Levinson... John Larson, sorry, who wrote Rent, he created it. In his 20s, he spent years and years creating a play called Superbia, a dystopian sort of play, and a lot of people saw his potential, but nobody wanted to put it on Broadway. And they said, what do you have next? And he had nothing. He spent his youth on this. He's turning 30, he's freaking out, and he's like, his dream was to be like Stephen Sondheim, who put his first play on Broadway at 27.
Right.
And to sort of process his emotions, he wrote Tick, Tick, Boom. So it's like a semi-autobiographical story about the time of his life and dealing with the process of failure as a playwright, an artist. But when you watch it, you see all of the elements of Rent, you know.
Yes, and how it would have come together.
Yes, the bohemian living, the poverty, the HIV pandemic at the time. And it's directed by the amazing Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Correct.
His debut film.
That's right.
It is just...
And if, for those who don't know, Mr. Hamilton, yeah.
Yes, In the Heights... He's writing all the Disney
songs
now.
In the Heights, right, yes.
Yeah, he's like Broadway's darling.
Yes.
So he was the perfect person to write this film. Particularly
with that passion for Broadway.
He was inspired to become a theatre maker and a songwriter because of Rent. He saw it when he was 17.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it's just
I didn't
incredible.
Know that story. Okay, and then our last one for today's is Wheel of Time. Girl, I'm not going to lie, I didn't get to this one.
I mean, I didn't think you would.
No, it's also you like the sci-fi man.
It's fantasy, but yes.
The same thing.
Also, there's no time travel involved.
Okay.
It's based on Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time books. I started reading these when I was...
Again, also the book adaptations.
Yes,
you're such a nerd, man.
I have a Star Wars tattoo. We know this. So So it's based on his Wheel of Time books. I started reading these when I was 19. I'm 31 now. I'm only halfway through the series. There's 14 books, but they're so dense. And it's basically Amazon's sort of contender to fill the Game of Thrones void.
Okay.
So it's, there's 5 episodes out. They're releasing an episode a week. It's on Amazon Prime. I'm liking it. It still has to grow a little bit. So it's in those beginning stages. You're still learning about the characters, of which there are many.
Yes.
Rosamund Pike takes the helm. She's the most noticeable person in the series. And then everyone else is sort of unknown. But that's exciting because it draws you into the world a little bit more. Like, you're not seeing this famous actor and that famous
yes.
actor. You're seeing characters.
Gotcha.
Similar to Game of Thrones. Most of those actors
were
unknown
at the time, right?
Yeah. But yeah, basically, the Wheel of Time moves. I'm going to get... No. I won't get
into it.
So it's about these four youths who are connected and could potentially be massive, but they don't know which four it is, and they're being hunted by evil things. Your face?
No, I'm actually intrigued. I'm listening. My face is also saying, please be interested.
It is interesting. So they're being hunted by these evil creatures, by the dark power, and women who are like the ones, they're the keepers of power. Women are the only ones who are allowed to have power. If men have power, they become corrupted. So they hunt down men who have power and
kill them.
Yes. So now there are these three boys and this girl who might potentially have the power to save the world.
But then those three boys will almost certainly be killed.
So they have to be watched to see, make sure that they're not getting corrupted, to protect them while the evil's trying to get them.
Okay.
It's epic tale. It is lots of many books, but now.
Series or a movie?
It's a series.
How many seasons?
So this is the first season.
Okay.
It was just released. There's 5 episodes out. It's going to have 8, and it's already been renewed for a second season.
All right.
Favorable reviews so far, but as I said, it needs to grow a little bit more. We need to watch a bit more and see how it progresses.
Yeah.
But the effects are incredible. If you're a fantasy junkie, you'll love it. If you read the books, you'll love it. I read the books, as I said, the first half.
Yes.
Loving it. Seeing all those things that I remember from when I was 19 and still optimistic about how much I could read.
So this WhatsApp says, Red Notice is a movie you quote-unquote watch while using your phone. So you second screen it.
Yes.
Okay. They go on to say, it's a terrible movie for a proper movie. For proper movie buffs. I mean, are there any of those left?
Anyway. I'm here. Hello.
No, I know. But I mean, a proper movie buff can also eat junk.
True.
Yeah.
So we watch Marvel.
Yeah. You're right. So then it goes on to say, for an action movie, it's not even that good. It's a mashup of good actors who have no action chemistry.
No.
I don't know about good actors, but okay.
Well, I mean, Ryan Reynolds can be good when he wants.
Yes.
No, I agree with that WhatsApp completely. I started watching it. I was like, I'm going to pay attention. And then I just found myself drifting.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, they're still doing that chase. Cool. It was a visual thing. It was like, insert action sequence here. Insert fight sequence here.
P.S., one of your previous recommendations, The Boys, I'm enjoying.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Wheel of Time on Amazon Prime, binge or cringe?
Binge if you're into fantasy.
Okay. It's not a converter, because I found Game of Thrones converted people who weren't necessarily fantasy lovers.
I don't think it is right now. It's feeling more like a Lord of the Rings than a Game of Thrones at this point in time.
Oh, no, please. I don't need a nap. All right. Tick, Tick, Boom on Netflix.
It's a binge, but it's a musical. So if you're a musical person, yes. If you're not a musical person, not for you.
Okay. And then Red Notice, binge or cringe?
Take it or leave it, honestly.
Andrea Denita, always, always, always brilliant reviews, and such a pleasure to have you on Binge Club. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you very much for giving us that perspective.